Thanks for tuning in this evening to Classical 90.5. This is Mizzou Music Weekly. Listen to the sounds coming forth from the MU School of Music. Later in the show, we've got a selection from Stefan Freund's oratorio, The War Amongst Families and Neighbors. We'll hear the Missouri Quintet perform four of Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces. Coming up next is Erin Cooper. She's the assistant teaching professor here in the MU School of Music and the director of athletic bands. She's got a big night coming up this Friday. She'll lead the University Wind Ensemble in a performance at the Missouri Theater. You can find out more details about that performance online at music.missouri.edu, or you can stay tuned. Here's an excerpt of my recent interview with Erin Cooper. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. Here we are nearing the end of the semester. There's like 2 weeks to go remaining, right? And Erin Cooper is here, the assistant teaching professor and director of athletic bands here at the University of Missouri. She will be leading the charge this Friday, April 28th at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater. The University Wind Ensemble takes the stage. Dr. Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're winding down your first year here at Mizzou. Any surprises? Anything that made you say, wow, I didn't think this would be this way?
Yeah, it's been a great year. The students have worked really hard. I've really enjoyed working with them. And, you know, I've been proud of the performances on the athletic field, as well as in the basketball arena, but also on the concert hall stage. So it's been, you know, a nice mix of different musical experiences, and so I'm excited to wrap up the year with a wind ensemble concert.
Part of your job is leading the band that goes out with the football team.
Mm-hmm.
And at other sports or just football?
Also the basketball teams and volleyball as well.
So you traveled this semester.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get to go?
The pep band got to go to South Carolina with the women's basketball team for the SEC tournament, and one of the graduate students traveled with them. And then we went with the men's basketball team to the SEC tournament in Nashville and actually did better than we thought they would. So we got to spend some extra time in Nashville. And then we were really excited to get to go to Tallahassee with the women's basketball team for the NCAA tournament. So that was really fun, something I had never done before. Done the SEC tournaments before, but not NCAA. So we had a great time down in Tallahassee. Beautiful weather, great games to watch. So, we get to travel all over the teams. We're very, very lucky.
And what is that like when you take the field and this is a national audience? This is a game that's being watched far and wide.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, we always get feedback after those games. You know, I hear from friends all over the country like, hey, we heard you on the radio. Hey, we saw you on TV. And that's a really exciting thing for myself and for the students. You know, we love getting to perform here in Columbia, and we love getting to perform on the concert hall stage. But getting to have that national recognition, really having the athletic bands be the ambassadors of our School of Music all over the country is really thrilling.
That's Erin Cooper, director of athletic bands. You can tell her you heard her on the radio when you see her this Friday at the Missouri Theater. The University Wind Ensemble takes the stage at 7 o'clock. What's on the program?
We have a lot of great stuff on the program, very diverse. We've got some chamber work, so we have a piece for brass and percussion. We have a piece just for our woodwinds. I tried to program more diverse composers. You know, we often have concert programs where it's a lot of, you know, older or passed on white gentlemen. So we tried to diversify a little bit. So we have a piece called American Hymn Song Suite, which is by an African-American composer. We have another work by a Japanese composer. We'll be closing out the program with a piece by a female composer. So trying to be a little more diverse in our programming. But we also have some really exciting features on our program. We have a guest composer coming in. We're doing one of his more famous works, Firefly by Ryan George. And then we are also premiering a new commission that we asked him to write for us that he wrote called Familiar Sentiments. event. And so we'll be doing the world premiere of that, and Dr. Sylvie will be conducting that work. And then we are also featuring our percussion professor here at MU, Professor Megan Arnes, and she will be doing a timpani concerto with us called Raise the Roof by Michael Dougherty. So we are super excited for all these wonderful guests on our program, and it should be a really diverse, entertaining program, something for everyone.
Here you are 2 days before a world premiere. How long ago was this idea born?
Before I was even hired. So usually each spring, the university brings in a guest composer that usually we've asked them to do a commission for. I know they are already in the works planning for next year's commission with another composer. So I'm not quite sure how far in advance they had started this. Sometimes commissions can be a year out or even more. It just kind of depends on the availability of the composer. But we're really excited to have this new piece by Ryan George. He's coming here from Austin, Texas. And so we're doing one of his more popular works, but then we're also doing this new commission too. So you'll get to see a nice mix of his different types of compositions. They're very different. The premiere we're doing obviously won't be on there, but Firefly we're doing. And it's such a delightful piece. It's so cute. He wrote it for his daughters, and they were catching fireflies outside. And, you know, he said, "Oh, you got a firefly." And his little girl looked at him and said, "Oh, no, Daddy, this is Tinkerbell, and she's going to take me on an adventure." So it's, I mean, you can really hear in the work how, you know, a little girl imagining that this firefly is Tinkerbell. It's a really sweet, very lighthearted work.
While there is no mass release of Fireflies planned this Friday, you will hear Ryan George's Firefly and a new work that the University Wind Ensemble will be premiering from George when Aaron Cooper and the University Wind Ensemble take the Missouri Theater stage at 7 p.m. this Friday, April 28th. You can find more details and listen to a live audio stream of the concert on the website music.missouri.edu.